From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. With me now is our fact checker, Warren Fisk, for this week's Fact of the Matter segment. Hi, Warren.
Hi, Craig.
Warren, late last month, during two separate debates over Medicaid expansion, two Republican senators, Bill Stanley and Bill Carrico, said that 50% of doctors in their regions would not accept Medicaid. Warren, you were looking into this. Tell me a little bit about what you found.
Well, Carrico and Stanley are from two struggling areas in the state. Carrico represents a district in southwest Virginia, a region that's been hit hard by the decline of the coal industry. And Stanley represents a part of southside Virginia that suffered from downfalls in manufacturing and tobacco farming. Now, you might think that Carrico and Stanley would have been big supporters of last month's successful effort to expand the state's Medicaid program, which provides medical insurance to low-income families. But the two Republicans fought expansion to the end, saying that any largesse from government is bound to become bad news for taxpayers, and that expansion won't help their constituents because doctors are scarce in their regions and they're reluctant to accept more Medicaid patients.
We have those comments on tape. Here's what Carrico said during a May 22nd floor debate.
The district that I live in, 50% of the doctors won't even take Medicaid.
And here's what Stanley said about Medicaid during a May 29th debate.
We know that less than 50% of our doctors even take it. We don't have the specialists that you have. And if we do have a specialist, chances are they don't take it because they don't have to take Medicaid. The only thing that has to take Medicaid is a hospital.
Okay, Warren, are they right about those 50% acceptance figures?
Well, I reached out to each senator repeatedly, trying to find out how they got those percentages, and neither one returned my call. And my own search to confirm those 50% doctor participation rates by going through records and talking to lobbyists and bureaucrats who are involved in Medicaid came up empty.
So how come?
Well, neither the state nor Uncle Sam compile statistics on physicians' participation in Medicaid. There have been several national surveys this decade. The largest and most recent one was conducted in 2016 by a research company. But unfortunately, that study didn't break down the results by state. But two other national surveys did. One in 2011 found that 76% of Virginia office-based physicians were accepting new Medicaid patients. And the other, done in 2015, found 70% of office-based doctors in the state were accepting new Medicaid patients. But both of these state percentages were based on small samples of doctors and have high margins of errors, so they should be regarded with caution.
And these statewide figures don't cover Carrico and Stanley's claims, do they?
No, we haven't seen any research that breaks down the participation rates to confirm the 50% regional rate cited by Stanley, let alone the 50% Senate district rate cited by Carrico. There is some raw data that suggests participation rates are much higher than what the senators said. The State Department that licenses doctors asks them for certain information, including whether they take Medicaid patients. And each doctor's individual response is posted online. We did a very rough and unscientific headcount and found that 77% of the licensed physicians practicing in the cities and counties that are partly or wholly in Carrico's Senate district plan to accept new Medicaid patients. And 79% of the physicians practicing in Southside and Southwest said that they plan to take new Medicaid patients.
So, Warren, what's the bottom line?
Well, Carrico and Stanley have provided no proof for their claims that only 50% of the doctors in either Carrico's district or Southside and Southwest Virginia accept Medicaid. And until they do, we advise you to take these claims skeptically. Evidence, though not conclusive, points to a much higher percentage.
For more information on this and other fact checks, you can go to ideastations.org and search Fact of the Matter. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.